A successful Fairbanks Housing Assistance Program has received a second grant from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The $250,000 award to the Fairbanks Rescue Mission will continue the My Place Rapid Rehousing Project. Project manager Brenda McFarland says the initiative, which is run in conjunction with Fairbanks Housing and Homeless Coalition member agencies, employs a proven veterans housing assistance model to help people get their own place and become financially independent.
We pay security deposit, a certain amount of rent, things like bus passes, and help people get out of the shelter, emergency shelter, or unsheltered place, like a car or maybe even a shack, as quickly as possible.
It helped me get on my feet, and eventually by the third month, I was paying my own rent.
Felicia Cavanaugh credits the My Place Project and other rescue mission programs with helping her turn her life around, overcoming substance abuse, learning budgeting and other life skills, finding work, and even getting her apartment furnished.
So they asked me, what do I really need? And I said I was going to purchase a bed. So they helped me out with that too. I paid a little bit on it and they paid the rest. And that was very nice of them.
The Fairbanks Rescue Mission My Place program, like others in Alaska, got started with a previous Trust Authority grant. And over the last year and a half, the mission's McFarland says it's helped 52 households get their own place. And most are able to keep it. She says it costs about $4,000 per person or $7,000 per household to get started in a rental.
Really low compared to what it costs when someone's in shelter for 6 months or incarcerated or in a psychiatric institution, you know, thousands per month or even $1,000 per day if they're in psychiatric care.
So we're not coming back to the pot for the exact same individual. We're assisting them to become sustainable.
Rescue Mission Interim CEO Austin Brown says additional Trust Authority funded rapid rehousing programs in other parts of the state are using the same model to achieve similar success.
These principles are pretty much tried and true. They're being utilized across the country, and now they're being adopted at this level through the rescue mission.
This is really the missing gap that we had in Fairbanks for a really long time.
City of Fairbanks Housing and Homeless Coordinator Mike Sanders credits a dozen local organizations coming together on the Rapid Rehousing Project and highlights its less restrictive client screening protocol, a process known as dynamic prioritization,
where the social workers and the case managers are allowed to take a little bit of a chance on more vulnerable folks. And what they're finding is they've had a lot of folks that would otherwise be on a wait list for permanent supportive housing that they're able to get into a private market rental.
Sanders also points to the benefits of the Rapid Rehousing Program's holistic approach, in which each partner agency contributes a specialty service, something Felicia Cavanaugh says is up to clients like her to take advantage of.
There's some challenges, but you have to apply yourself. You have to not give up, and you have to take what's there and roll with it.
Cavanaugh has become a union apprentice and says she recently completed her first stint on the North Slope as a pipe insulator and still lives in the Fairbanks apartment the My Place Rapid Rehousing Project helped her get. I'm Dan Bross.